this soup is disgusting.
What do you expect, mate? This isn't the Ritz.
How do they expect us to eat this rubbish? It's not good enough for a dog.
I know what you mean. Still.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. The warden gets $5 per day per prisoner for our food. And this is what he gives us to eat.
You mean...
Exactly. He keeps the change. He's got to be a very rich man by now. Thanks to us.
I never knew that.
Pass it on. Did you know that the warden gets five dollars per day?
We're not eating this rubbish. No, we're not. No way.
Not a chance. Hey, you. Where are you going?
Hey! What do you think you're doing? Stop!
I'll just get his keys. There's the gate. Ugh, they're after me already. Here's the front gate. The road's only a few hundred yards away. I think I can make it. Stop, please. Stop, damn you. Thank God for that.
I'm going to wash it. Is that any use to you?
That'll do fine. Come on, let's go, for God's sake.
Have you come far? I always like to take hitchhikers, you know. I get a bit lonely, sort of, driving around all the time. So I like to have someone to talk to. Well, if you don't want to talk, I'll put on the radio.
Here is an urgent message for anyone driving near Dartbridge. A prisoner has escaped from Dartbridge Prison. He is 1.88 meters tall, has blonde hair, and is very dangerous. If you see this man, do not talk to him or try to stop him, but call the police immediately.
Well, well, what do you know? A prisoner's escaped. Oh, my God! It's you!
Just drive, will you? Look out, Hugo. And Susan and the rest of you. Here I come.